Hello again, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the 13th chapter of Mark with its 37 verses, translation and commentary. And also we have part 12 of regeneration, of lamentations, also because of with the way that the Lord is pouring out his fury on the face of this earth today. This is just the beginning of it. How has the gold become dim? You know, the Bible says that the Lord's people are as gold, but they become dull and dim. And there's a great falling away as today, which is a sign, the very last sign about the Lord coming back to earth again. He says, don't believe that the Lord is coming back to earth again until we see a falling away, until the people that are gold, the sons of Zion, in other words, the people of God, the New Jerusalem, have waxed dull and dim. Just read the first verse here, okay?
How is the gold become dim?
How has the gold become dim? Now, we're the born-again Christians, the ones that are really on fire, are like gold. The ones that have been put through the fire, the ones that have gone to prison for the gospel's sake, the ones that have been stoned for the gospel's sake, the ones that have been in jail time after time because of distributing literature. But in the last days, the Lord said that they would fall away, a lot of them, and that they are the temple of God, and that Satan would come down and sit in the temple of God. And that means those of you that have backslidden and were gold at one time, but now you've become dim. Read the second voice.
How is the most fine gold changed?
How has the most fine gold, the people of the Lord, changed? What happened? What happened to you? Then what?
The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street.
Right. The people that were the stones of the New Jerusalem have gone out back into the streets, out into the world. All right. Then what?
The precious sons of Zion.
See, there it is. The precious sons of Zion. The Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem. Then what?
Comparable to fine gold.
Where are the same or symbolic of fine gold? Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
How are they esteemed as earthen pitchers?
Now, how have they become like the earth again, earthy? How have they fallen away from the Lord? How? It didn't happen overnight. It's as, you know, you fall away from the Lord gradually. And pretty soon, big churches, 90% or more of them, are not of the Lord anymore. Then what?
The work of the hands of the potter.
They are the work of the hands of the Lord who had originally made them. They're made out of the dirt of the ground, but there was fine gold. They become fine gold by being saved, and now they've changed. They're not gold any longer. And they really still, they've done, it happened, and they wished it not. They didn't know that it happened to them, because they're so far from the spiritual realm. Then what?
Even the sea monsters draw out the breath.
Yes, even those that are that the Lord has raised up, they have, God raises up Satan to destroy the people of God, his own people that have fallen away, because they deserve destruction more than anyone else, the Lord saith. He says he sends them over to a mind that is totally foreign from God. They actually believe a lie. They're reprobate. They've turned over to a reprobate mind. And let's keep going.
They give suck to their young ones.
Keep going.
The daughter of my people is become cruel.
In other words, the daughter of my people become cruel. The people of Satan, they give suck to their young ones. They feed them the milk of asps or spiders. Then what?
Like the ostriches in the wilderness.
Okay, right. The ostrich doesn't even care about its own. That's what it's saying, is these people are sending their own children to hell, just as ostriches out of the wilderness that don't care about their own eggs. They lay them close to the earth so that when people walk on the earth, they crush the eggs. And that's what has happened today. Even people that claim to be born again Christians, They don't even pay any attention to chastening their children, because the Antichrist government says that it's evil to chasten your children, to spank them. But the Lord tells you to do it or they fall away. But some of the people are now listening to Satan, the satanic Antichrist government that tells you that it's all right to abort children, that it's all, that you can't chasten them and make them do good like the Bible tells you. The Bible says if you don't love your children, you won't chasten them. He said, but if you chasten your children, you love them. And if you listen to the government that says don't chasten them, well, then you're going to go to hell and into the lake of fire, because you're worse than an infidel for not supporting your family with the word of God. Okay, then what?
The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst.
Yeah, because there's no word of real word of God or real discipline of the Lord that is going on in their life. Now, I just picked up this Bible and was just reading that, and this is what the Lord wanted me to give today. All right?
Amen.
You keep going.
The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them.
Right. The kids today would love to hear the word of God, the bread of life, but no one is breaking it down the way I do. All right? And that's why the government is so angry at me. Do you know that they won't even give me credit? And I've had people used to come over to my house, and bankers, and beg me to take loans and everything, but I didn't need loans. They begged me to buy an airplane or a bus or a truck or whole fleets of trucks, and they would line up at the doors. They'd say, how do we meet Tony Alamo? And they'd come in, and I was so unimpressed with them, I wouldn't even change my jeans. You know, I just had my bare feet, and sometimes they'd have a little bit of dirt on them, you know, and they'd write on the coffee table, and they'd be looking at them. They're all dressed in real nice suits and everything. Say, what can I do for you, fellas? And this is the way it was. But now they put out a false LexisNexis report on me because I'm preaching the truth to you people. I'm reading from the Bible here. Now go ahead, keep going.
They that did feed delicately are desolate in the street.
Yeah, those that used to be getting the word of the Lord, now the Antichrist has gotten into these people, and now they feel that the things of the world, like work, or standing watch, or their jobs, is more important than going into the house of the Lord and worshiping Him and attending services and so on. And so there's no point. The people have become swine, and a true pastor does not want to be the shepherd of a flock of swine. Okay? The Lord has called me to be over His sheep, not a herd of Satan's swine. Okay, keep going.
They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills.
Yes, those that were brought up with the blessings of the Lord are now looking at the world and partaking in it. And the Lord likens the world, and so did the Apostle Paul, as a dunghill. He said, I consider everything of the world that I gave up to be nothing more than dung. Okay? And so now the people of the Lord, they're embracing dung rather than the blessings of the Lord. Then what else?
For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people.
So the Lord says, I'm going to punish my people. Amen?
Amen.
Read that again.
For the punishment of the iniquity.
The punishment of the iniquity of the what?
Of the daughter of my people.
Yeah, because they are iniquitous. They don't esteem my word and worshiping me high, and that's iniquity in the eyes of the Lord, because the Lord has created everything, and then He sent His own self into the world in the person of Jesus the Lord, who is a person, a human, that had genuine human blood in Him to die. And now the people of the Lord have forgotten God and Jesus, and they think that working in a warehouse or working in a roofing company or working anywhere is more important than working for the Lord. So read that again so they understand what the Lord is saying here.
for the punishment
of... Okay, I'm punishing them. The punishment of my people, as they say?
Yes.
Read it.
For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people.
Okay, for the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people. Well, who is the daughter of my people? You know, we're to be the bride of Christ. And so, the daughter of Israel, the Lamb of God's bride, that's who we are, okay? But if you've fallen away, you're the bride of Satan. And there is no hope for you unless you get back. If there's some way you can get back, you better do it right away. Then what?
For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom.
Right. So when God says that he's going to punish his own people, that's going to be greater than the punishment of the people that are just of the world that sinned. Because they knew the truth and they chose to go back to sin. So they're worse than the Sodomites, the homosexuals, the lesbians. It's worse for you to have known the Lord and to know this word and then treat it as a lightly esteemed thing, that God is lightly esteemed now. You've chosen some other crap. People want to go to school or college, or they want to learn how to air conditioning, and they want to learn how to, they want to go to college and learn how to be attorneys or to be nurses or some thing that is not relevant to the body of Christ. There are already people that get saved that are nurses, that are lawyers. We have people in our church that are lawyers, that are really good ones too. They're saved, and they study the Bible, and they don't take the Word of God lightly. They read it, and then they fence back with it. Okay, go ahead then.
For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment.
Right, so God overthrew it in a moment. And what do you think he's, if you're greater sinner than Sodom and Gomorrah, what do you think he's going to do to you? Oh, former daughter of Zion, oh, those that were pure gold and became dim and fallen away from the Lord. The Lord says that he's going to turn, he's already turned many of you to delusions. And he said, I will turn you over to delusion because the love of the truth, the word of God, is not in you. You didn't love my word, and I am the word, and you didn't love me. You love the world more. And so I'm sending you strong delusion so that you believe a lie, so that your soul will be damned. Read that in the second chapter of Second Thessalonians. So the Lord does damn people. And then we're going a little bit further in here. In this particular chapter, they show you that God, the wrath of God, is coming down. And he's saying it right here. Now keep going.
For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed on her.
Right. There was nobody that stopped God from doing it, and there's nobody that stopped God from destroying New Orleans. There's no one that stopped God from destroying the whole earth during the days of Noah. And no one's going to stop God from burning the entire world with fire. No one's going to stop God from moving the earth off of its axis. Nobody's going to stop God from raining down a fire upon the face of the earth and causing the stars to fall on the earth and turning the moon into blood or sackcloth. It's going to be, everything's going to be dark and cold and dreary, and nothing more is going to grow on the earth, because without the sun it won't. Some people are saying it'll grow with light bulbs, and they've proven that that could be done, but it isn't natural any longer, because you people in the world want to be unnatural. Things are going to start getting very unnatural for you, and I can tell you before God, I can swear about it, that you're not going to like it. Okay, then what?
Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk.
Right, at one time. Then what?
They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire.
Right, because they're spiritual. They were spiritual. And there isn't any precious stone on earth, or gold or silver or anything, that can be more wonderful than somebody that is of the Lord, that is in the Spirit and is on fire for the Lord and has been made pure gold. Then what?
Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the street. Their skin cleaveth to their bone.
Right. They've turned evil now. Because black in the Bible is considered a sin. And whiter than snow is pure and clean and godly. That's just the way the Word of God is. And he doesn't care if the NAACP likes it or not. Okay, because it's all symbolic of sin. And because of the sin of Ham, his children were turned black. And so that doesn't mean that black people can't get saved. We Jews, God poured out his wrath on us as well, because some of the people, our people, us Jewish people, said, "Let his blood be upon us and our children." So everyone on earth has got a curse on them. And God has done something to us. You know, the Jews, he said he'd hit us with blindness. And a lot of us have very bad eyes. And, you know, there's one thing after the other, and I just don't want to get into it right now. Well, I'm really primarily allowing the Lord to lead me to tell you that he has wrath, and that you can see that he's pouring it out on this earth today. You can see the tsunamis, you can see the hurricanes. There's other hurricanes coming right now, one right after the other. I had a letter here from a person that there was one or two hurricanes during the old Bush administration. Under the new Bush, there's just been 8 or 10 hurricanes. And so he said, "Do you think that the Lord is trying to tell Mr. Bush something?" And I said, "Well, he's trying to tell the people that are sinners something too, because they're the ones that were standing in water over their head, or they had to crawl up on their roofs." And so this, if you read the Book of Lamentation, and if you could understand, if you understood the Spirit, you'd be able to discern and know exactly what it is that the Lord is saying here. Because he many times speaks in parables, like a person that is of the Lord is like gold. When the gold gets dim, they are backslidden, and so on. Okay, so let's go. Continue.
It is withered. It has become like a stick.
Yeah, the ones that were white as snow is withered, and they've become a dead branch, like a stick. The ones that don't do the things of the Lord, if you don't bear fruit, if you don't take care of your children, if you don't discipline your husband, your wife, if you don't discipline your wife or your children, you are worse than an infidel, and you wither. You're not bringing forth fruit, good fruit. And the Lord says that he withers you, tears you off the tree, and you become as a dead branch. And you're nothing, you're no good for anything but to burn. Then what?
They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger.
And why? Because those that are hungry have to pine away. They just, all they can do is they starve to death. And so somebody that's thrust through dies immediately. But what good is it when their soul goes to hell and then the lake of fire? Some people are more concerned about their flesh. Too bad. Too many more people are concerned about their flesh than they are their soul that's going to burn forever if they don't repent. Then what?
For these pine away.
These pine away, the ones that died of famine. So it's better to be stuck with the sword and die than it is to die of starvation. That's what it says. For these pine away, and then what else?
Stricken through for want of the field, the fruits of the field.
Yeah, stricken through because they don't have any food. Okay, those people over in Africa and India that are starving to death, and many of them in the Philippines and other places of the country, and right here in the United States, they don't have any food. Then what?
The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children.
They've boiled their own children for food. The pitiful women. And they don't want to boil their children, but they're so hungry that they're like the most miserable wretches in the world. They're already satanic because of their sins. They You know, the Bible says, as the psalmist said, I'm old, but I've been young. I'm young, and I've been, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the seed or the children of the righteous begging bread or hungry. And so these women are unrighteous, and so therefore there's nobody around even to beg bread from, because the whole nation is starving to death, and so they eat their children. And believe it or not, this is actually happens all the time. People are cannibals. They're so sinful, satanic, that they do things like that. Then what?
They were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people.
They were the things that they ate, their meat, during the destruction of God's people. Well, God's people say today, well, the Bible says that God would never leave or forsake us. He doesn't if you don't leave and forsake him. Everything with the Lord is conditional. That's why when people say God loves you unconditionally, they're dirty, filthy liars. Okay? They're just dirty, filthy liars. This is the fourth chapter of Lamentations, and that's just one of the chapters in Lamentations that tells of these things. People don't want to hear it, but now that it's happening to the people in the world, people, did you know that a majority of elderly people are eating dog food and cat food? And pretty soon it's going to get worse than that. And that there are millions of people that eat nothing but peanut butter and day-old bread and five-day-old bread. But the people of the Lord, they don't, that isn't happening with them, the ones that are like pure gold. God will take care of you. Okay, then what?
The Lord hath accomplished his fury.
See? Oh, the Lord has fury? Well, why don't you hear that in these television ministries? It's better that you listen to radio, huh, folks? Because we're reading right from the Bible. Now, they're not going to read you scriptures like this. Then what?
He hath poured out his fierce anger.
The Lord pours out his fierce anger, and some people just can't take it. And that's just too bad. If you fall away, if my mother, my father, my brother, his sisters fall away, I'm not going to hell because of you. But I'm going to do what the Lord says. I'm going to chasten my people, my children, and just like the Lord says to do, because I don't want to wind up in hell like you folks. Okay, then what?
And hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof.
Okay, you can easily see what that means. The very foundations of Zion is the people that were of the Lord. But it devoured the very foundations, the people, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists. The preachers, the teachers, it's devoured them. Then what? The foundations are gone. There's no foundational preachers anymore. There's nobody. There's a lot of people that preach, but they don't act upon what they're saying. And that's one thing I want to always make sure that I do. All right? Then what?
The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world.
Okay, now see, it makes the definition here of the earth and the world. The kings of the earth are those of the Lord. And then what?
And all the inhabitants of the world.
And all the inhabitants of the world system, which is the satanic system. Then what?
Would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem.
They wouldn't believe it, huh? But it has happened. There is a great falling away. The enemy of Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem, has entered into the gates of New Jerusalem and has destroyed the people there. And, you know, Jesus never had secretaries. He never had roofers with him. He never had people that answer phones, or he didn't have a big choir or an orchestra with him. If everybody falls away, I want to be just like John the Baptist, who never had big choirs with him or secretaries or anything like that. The rest of the people, if they want to go to hell, they can go, but I'm not going to be the shepherd of a bunch of swine. People that are going to tell me what I said and people that are going to tell me, argue with me about scriptures. There's actually people that have the gall, they've never done anything for the Lord in their life. That is of the Spirit, and they've never done anything in the world even. And they just know it all, know nothing. So they're not spiritual at all. And they'll stand toe-to-toe with God himself and tell him what he said. Then what?
For the sins of her prophets.
And the sins of her prophets. See, I'm telling you that it's evangelists, teachers, preachers, prophets, pastors. And then what? The sins of her prophets. Then?
And the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her.
How do you shed the blood of the just in the midst of? Because you just let demonic people run crazy inside the church, the synagogue back then, and you don't get rid of them like the Lord says to do. He tells you to put them out of the church. Even in the 11th chapter of Revelation, it tells you, measure people up to see if they line up with the Word of God, if they're obedient to those that have the rule over. Or do they argue with you? And if they don't line up, put them out. Try to save them. If they're scorners, smite them. And if they don't shape up, kick them out. It's a commandment to take the ones in the church and measure them up with the Word of God. And if they don't measure up, put them out. It's just that simple. And if they whine and cry and beg, don't pay any attention to it. Get them out. Okay, then what?
They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments.
Right. It's, there's no righteous garment. There's no... See, we're to be clothed with righteousness, the righteousness of the Lord. And no one can touch the righteousness of the Lord in a person that is a murderer. Or evil, supposed to be prophet, somebody that's a prophet, or a teacher, a preacher. You're not even supposed to go near them. Then what?
They cried unto them, depart ye, it is unclean. Depart, depart, touch not.
Yeah, they don't even want you to come near them because they know themselves that they're polluted. Okay, then what?
When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn there. The anger of the Lord hath divided them.
Wait a minute. I thought that the Lord didn't get angry, that he was just all love. What kind of Bible have you been reading? What kind of pastor have you been listening to? The anger of the Lord did what?
Hath divided them.
Right. Then what?
He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests.
They didn't respect the real people of God that stood, that didn't flee, but they stood and faced whatever it was that was going to come their way. Then what?
They favored not the elders.
Right. They don't have any favor to the elders. They like to argue with them. Then what?
As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us.
Right. A nation that can save you is one that serves the Lord. Because it isn't a nation. If you, all you have to do is serve the Lord, and then the Lord saves you. Okay, then what? If the Lord keeps blessing you, then you know that that is the person that's running that organization that's for the Lord, that is of the Lord. But if the blessings are cut off, you know, and we've been under fire, a lot of persecution for a lot of years, and for us to rise back up again and be where we are today and have a worldwide ministry and be winning souls as we do, and a person wouldn't realize that, then you have been taken over by Satan so strongly that it's just despicable to even know you. Okay, then what else?
They hunt our steps that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains.
And you know, the Lord allows persecutors. He rises up persecutors. He rises up tsunamis and hurricanes and disease. pestilence, disease, infirmities, sickness, earthquakes, all types of things to punish people. And it happened swift. Sometimes he just pulls the spirit out of a person. He says he comes as a thief. And people want to get belligerent because they think that you don't honor them because they don't honor the Lord. You are so full of pomp. That's unbelievable. Then what?
They laid wait for us in the wilderness.
Sure. There's people now that are rising up against the United States, England, all over the place, and God is allowing it to happen. These people that are terrorists, and people are wondering, what shall we do? I don't know whether it was the White House that I was looking at, or if it was the One World Government, the New World Order, or the Pentagon, or where, but there's all these supposed to be dignified people sitting there that are ignorant to the Word of God, so therefore they're blind and dead. And here a little piper cub flies over the roof, and they all started scattering the horns and the bells and the whistles all started going, and man, they were scattering like a bunch of cockroaches when you turn the light on. Because the fearful, the wicked flee when no man pursues. All it was is this little old plane, and they just mistakenly flew over the White House, or it could have been the world government people, or of course they're all in it together. But the people that are in charge of the secular government are frightened because they know they're guilty. They really do know it, or you wouldn't see them fleeing like that. I've heard that you can't even get 12 blocks close to the White House because they're so afraid. They've got armed guards and fences and gates and everything around the place where you can't even get in there. It used to be that you could tour the White House, you know, but oh, not now. Because we've ruffled the feathers of a bunch of people, and a lot of people think that it was done unjustly, and so therefore they're fighting back the only way they know how, to just scare people to where there's no peace on earth any longer. But God is frightening these people because he is the universe's greatest terrorist. And he says that he is. He says that he's a terrorist and that he's a mocker of those that are dying. And he laughs at them when they're begging for mercy. And he shows them no mercy when they're going down into the depths of hell and into the lake of fire with all of its torments for eternity. And you know, eternity never ends. That's the horrible thing about it. And there's no exit signs in there. There's no way you can get out. Then what?
The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken, and shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion.
You mean to say God punishes people? Yes, isn't that what this chapter says?
Yes.
And isn't it what the whole Bible says? This is not foreign to the rest of the Bible. The Lord said that the wages of sin is death. Okay? And he that sinneth is of the devil, and that Satan and his people, those that are of the devil, will spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. And who are the people of the devil? Are those that sin, that rebel against God. They don't care anything about listening to what he has to say. And they just so laid back that they just can't understand anybody that's of the Lord, that hates evil. And Jesus said that we either shall love him and hate the devil, or we're going to love the devil and hate God. And that's where a lot of people are today, is what this chapter is talking about. How are you people that knew God at one time, how is it that you faded away from gold and you become dull, and now you become earthen, like earthen pitchers, and you're lost now, and you hate God, and you love Satan, you love the wages of sin? Okay, then what?
He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sin. End of the chapter.
All right, well, that was, I thought, a nice little tidbit for today. Father God, we thank and praise your holy name for our eternal life. We thank you. I ask that you anoint the rest of this service. I thank you, Lord, for anointing this message from the fourth chapter of Lamentations. And now we're going to, Lord, we ask that you anoint the rest of the service with your outward anointing, that you open up people's minds, souls, and spirits, to if they've gone that far away from you, that they know that there's no profit when they, whether they profit in this world or not, they're not going to take it with them. They may have a bank full of money, but they're going to die, and they're going to leave it behind. And for what? They've worked so hard for nothing, because they can't take it with them where they're going, whether heaven or hell. And so we need to not be so focused on the things that on money or the things that money can buy, but or the things of this world, sports, entertainment of any kind, but to get a hold of the Lord as quickly as possible so that we can get into heaven. And we just need to stay with you, Father. So, Lord, continue. We ask that you bring all this into everyone's spirit, that the church will be edified and that souls will be saved. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen. And now we've got a couple of letters here.
From Punjab, Pakistan. Dear and precious Pastor Lamo, greetings in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ to you, your family, and every single person there working as part of the body of Christ. I'm really thankful to you that you sent me your gospel literature in mass. Obviously, you are doing a great job to save souls for Christ and to spread the word of God to the edges of the earth.
You know, everybody says that. And I, you know, it's amazing how, you know, we go out and work to pay the money for the bills of all the Bibles we bought and the tracts and the sending them out. Now the government has made sending literature out to be so expensive that it's hard to do because they don't want anybody to get saved. You know, this is Satan doesn't want that. It's just amazing that people, they know what we're doing, and then they don't back us up with finances. That is sin also, because you're robbing God. And, you know, it'd be better that, I'm not saying to rob banks, but I'd rather rob a bank than God, okay? But, of course, we go to hell for robbing a bank also. But I don't want to go down in history as ever robbing God of anything. But those of you that don't tithe and back up this work, you're robbing God, and you're guilty. And so repent and start backing this church up, this move of God. Then what?
I am feeling much pleasure to use myself for the Alamo ministry, because this is the only ministry which is doing well for Christ. Today I have a request more than literature. We have a vision of Tony Alamo ministry in Pakistan. We really want to have your ministry in our locality. We also have a vision of Alamo Sunday School ministry. We need your help in particular in this, because a huge number of Christian children go to Muslim schools and are unknown to Christianity. Little children are growing up Muslim and getting away from their real way. I hope you will contemplate my request and will encourage me. I would like to inform you that Marilyn Hickey from America is coming here in Pakistan in the end of this month. I hope you will send me more literature to distribute there. I am requesting particularly for Five Steps of Salvation, Servant of God, and Dry Bones. In the end, may God bless Alamo Ministry, you, your family, and all of your fellows. Imran from Punjab, Pakistan.
All right. Praise the Lord. So let's get the literature out there. Our people were distributing literature to Benny Hinn. He's really Catholic, you know. He's came out of the closet on that one when he was in Rome at the burial of Pope John Paul II, that satanic man. And he was saying how that Catholicism is very good, and that's what he is, and that he wants everybody to be Catholic, and that there's no difference between Christianity and Catholicism. That's really odd that he would say something like that. That's a blatant lie. And that's one of the reasons that we were at one of his rallies. Some of our people were distributing literature there, and they said, you can't do that. And so this is, well, this is gospel literature. So they went in to talk to him, Benny Hinn, and he says, I don't care who passed that literature out there, but I just don't want it from Tony Alamo, because we tell the truth and expose him and the Pope and all the other people that are pretending to be Protestants and are really Catholic. I mean, if you're so ashamed of Catholicism, why don't you just come out completely all the time? Now, lately I've been seeing him coming out in a semi-Catholic priest garb with the collar and all that. We have seen him sneaking in little shots like that now and then down through the years. And Catholicism is of Satan. Now, there's a lot of really nice Catholic people, but the hierarchy in the Vatican, the Vatican Roman is Roman Catholicism, and the Jesuits and the Jesuit order, these people, and you see the high people of the earth going there. You just saw the cardinals and everything at this person that was just induced into the Grand Court in Washington, which is the Supreme Court, wherever it is. And these people, they know they have to be Catholic before they can become part of that. And Mr. Bush is not a Christian, he's a Catholic, and he's built many monuments, I'm told, for the Catholic cult in Washington, D.C. And this is really against the Constitution. It says that the government is not supposed to favor any religion. And they do. You can see it on the news. The news media is the voice of Satan, and they exalt Catholicism to the stars. But God said that he's going to bring them right down. Catholicism is the one that nailed Jesus to the cross. The Roman Catholic centurions, and it was the Catholics in the Colosseum there in Rome that fed the Christians to the lions, and they burned them at the stake. And the method of execution of nailing people to the cross is Catholic. It's Roman Catholic. And so, I mean, well, why don't you people wake up and stop going to something that's going to take your soul to hell? Salvation is of the Lord, not religion. Religion is of the devil. Salvation is of the Lord. Please remember that. That's so easy to remember. All right? And I thank God that they say that I'm responsible for cutting that cult in half. They've lost over half a billion people, and the reason that they're attacking us so hard is because I'm telling the truth about them, but they make up all kinds of lies to tell about Christians. And so anytime you hear the media saying all kinds of stuff about born of the Spirit Christians, you've got to know it's a lie. And every time you see them exalting somebody, you got to know that's a lie too. They only exalt their own. People that hate God, they hate Christian, God's people, the Christians, and they exalt themselves. Now, of course, if you were running the media, you could exalt whoever you wanted to. If you were Jews, you could exalt the Jews. Or if we ran the media, well, of course, we'd exalt Jesus. But we would not be exalting any man, because the Lord says that all men are liars, but let God be called the truth. Amen? So, you know, you people ought to study the Bible to see that what I'm saying is the truth. And you heard us reading right out of the Bible today, and so receive it and live. Okay, and then what's the rest of this letter?
The next letter is from Ghana, West Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor, greeting in the precious and merciful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you very much for sending me a copy of your wonderful literature. I was once a sinner, and after reading through your literature, it has changed my life completely and risen me alive from my death. Pastor, I have introduced your ministries to my fellow students in my school, and they are asking me for a copy of your literature too. I've given the one you sent to me to some of them, and more are asking for a copy too. Pastor, I don't want to go back to sin again.
See, it's like the Bible we were reading today, that the people are are thirsty for the real word of God, but they're not getting it in these Catholic nations. All they're getting is a catechism and a bunch of stuff about Mary. Mary is not deity. She didn't die for your sins. She didn't raise from the dead. There's no record of anything like that. And so stop worshiping a dead Jewish girl. She was a good girl, but there are a lot of good girls, you know, and every one of us that have Christ in us is the same as her. She had Christ in her, and she gave birth to him. Okay, and so we have Christ, and we give birth to Christ in other people by preaching the gospel to them. And so, you know, it's just common sense. Worship the Lord God. Worship Jesus, the Son of the living God, and thou shalt be saved. Believe the whole word of God, and thou shalt be saved. The word of God is Jesus. The word of God is God. Jesus is God. Okay, then what?
So please send me a Bible dictionary, so that my aim now for winning souls in my school for Christ will be successful. And the book entitled The Messiah, and copies of your literature to distribute to my fellow students. Thank you very much, and may the good Lord bless you abundantly and lift you higher. From Edmund in Ashanti region, Ghana, West Africa.
This person is of the Lord. Get that those things to him to help him, because he's got a hunger and thirst to see other people saved, and that is a righteous soul. He doesn't want to burn a Catholic to the stake. We don't want to hurt anybody. Now, why is it that they're not of the devil? Do they want to throw people in prison on false charges and to say false things about them, so people, in hopes that people will not listen to them anymore? That's what they do to us, and that they're mudslingers. Now, we're slinging the truth. Because of the fact we don't want people to go to hell, and we never harm anybody. We don't believe in carnal weapons. We don't believe in accusing people falsely. We don't believe in lying. And any person that does lie about people in courts, and they hate God, like the judges are saying, don't you mention the name of God. And why would people not want to say, in God we trust, when it's going to, you're going to have to trust in God in order to get into the kingdom of heaven? So what? And so they say it's wrong to mix religion with, or to mix salvation with government. Then why is government exalting the Catholic cult? Huh? Answer that one. And why is the media exalting it and tearing down, if they could, they'd tear down or slander everyone that's really preaching the true gospel and try and make them look silly or something. No, you're the silly ones, you Catholics, because you're so silly that you're going to go to hell if you don't repent, all right? And the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
Okay, that was the last letter.
That was the last letter. Okay, here's regeneration, part 12.
The object or the reason why we have to be cleared from what we've done in the past. What are the things of the past that need to be cleared or done away with after we are saved?
Okay, this is if you want to go to heaven. These are instructions for if you want to go to heaven. Now, if you don't want to go to heaven, then turn the radio off, all right? Because it won't do you any good. Or you're not going to listen anyway. All right, go ahead.
What are the objects which must be put an end to and cleared up? There are four different categories in that regard, four different aspects. One is unrighteous matters. Two is improper matters. Three, evil and unclean matters. Four, old ways of living. After we have been saved, there needs to be a clearing up and conclusion of all those old matters. One, unrighteous matters. Unrighteous means unjust, that which is the opposite of the Lord, illegal. All we have obtained in the past by unjust or illegal means, such as stealing, swindling, taking by force, and encroaching upon others' properties, keeping things that have been lost by others, not returning things that were borrowed long ago, and all illegitimate relations with others, and unjust dealings toward others.
Speaking about that, we have a rule at the church that if anyone finds a wallet or anything that has identification in it, that they have to turn it in, and we call the people and let them know that the reason that we did this is because we're of the Lord. And that if they should be thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ told us to do these things, so that it's a good testimony to somebody that there's actually a work of the Lord being done here on earth. Another thing, too, if we put money into a pay phone and the money comes back and the phone goes through, or the phone call goes through, we always call the operator and tell her, look, the money didn't go through. Here's the money, okay? And we're doing this because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us to do that. All right? Okay, then what?
All these unrighteous matters are things we must clear up. 2, improper matters. Improper and unrighteous are close in meaning, and yet they are different. Unrighteousness means that the methods by which a certain thing is obtained or the relationship of a certain matter is unjust or illegal. Improper means the very nature of a certain thing or a matter is improper or indecent. For instance, things used in gambling and drinking can be bought and obtained by legal means, but these things are used for gambling and drinking. Since both gambling, drinking, or drugs are improper and indecent, the very nature of these things is also improper and indecent.
Now, there is a time, you know, for medicinal purposes, if people are very sick, that drugs, if they don't believe in the Lord and they're not healed, they have to use something like that, and it would be proper at that time. In the Old Testament, the people, the priests, they'd have to donate hard liquor to them and also wine. And so it was very proper to do that at that time because they'd use the liquor as an anesthesia when they're operating on people or when they were very sick. And so there's a lot of people that come down on that, but this is also Bible. But the Bible says no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven, and so therefore you can't drink it. And there's a lot of people at weddings, they would take a glass of wine. And in these last days, so things are so evil that we tell people, you know, to, especially people that have been on drugs or alcoholics, stay completely away from it. All right? There's a right and a wrong. And so then what else?
So furthermore, smoking or reading obscene novels is surely immoral, and they are unrighteous as well as improper.
Well, the reason smoking is so bad is because a lot of people are catching cancer from them, and they have put all sorts of different things in tobacco, just like they have beef and dairy products, that it's not healthy, it isn't good for you, and will cause you sickness. And so if you destroy the body, the Lord says that he'll destroy you. So you, the best thing for you to do is to just give it up, because the Lord wants you to stay alive to serve him. Then what?
All these improper matters are also things that we must put to an end. 3, evil and unclean matters are things related to idols, such as graven or portrait idols, candlesticks and censers used in idol worship, ornaments, furniture and clothing with the image of the dragon, writings of worldly things related to curious arts, such as books on horoscope, psychology, charms, etc. Also, evil and unclean things such as worshipping idols, worshipping ancestors, divining, fortune-telling, etc. These are all hated by God, even more than the things in the first two categories, and they are certainly intolerable to the life within us, which is holy and clean. Therefore, even more so must these things be thoroughly put to an end. 4, old ways of living. Old ways of living refer to our entire old manner of living before we are saved. After we are saved or given our permanent life, we must not only put an end to all unrighteousness, improper, evil, and unclean matters, but we must also put to an end our old, former manner of living and have a new beginning.
Right, because we were carnal before, and now we're spiritual, and we must walk in the Spirit. Because there's no condemnation to those that walk after the, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay, I see our time is up. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying that we'll attempt to get into Mark 13 tomorrow with this 37 verses and commentary. And but if the Lord changes the course of that for the benefit of every listener, well, that's the way it will go. Until then, make sure that you remember that God does have wrath, and he hates evil, and he's pouring out plagues on the earth right now. And it's not something that happened many years ago, because people used to be more godly than they are today. Now they totally disregard God. And many diseases, it's like the end of time, folks. So get right with God. God bless you and praise the Lord.